Welcome to the Paddle and Portage podcast. It's a monumental time for an icon in the Ely paddling scene, a woman named Peta Barrett.
Peta Barrett has run a business in Ely, right on the main street there at Sheridan, Women's Wilderness Discovery. It's been a place for many canoe trips to begin and or end, and it's also been a place for the podcast where we've recorded interviews there over the years and stayed in the bunkhouse ourselves in the off season and have had many, many wonderful conversations about Boundary Waters news and stories and reflections with Peta herself on the property.
I first met Peta around a bonfire at Somers Beach. Dozens and dozens of people there, and there's a woman full of energy, just the kind that you can feel from far away. And when I was introduced to her, I was like, oh, you're Peta. And then everything clicked. This is the iconic person that everyone's talking about.
I first met Peta through our good pal on the podcast, Aubrey out in Ohio. Aubrey was staying at Peta's guest house many years ago. This is probably 2017, 18, somewhere in that range, and recorded an interview with Aubrey up in the top floor of the guest house. And when you talk about the time of transition and why we're talking about Peta Barrett today, it's because she's retiring and has listed Women's Wilderness Discovery for sale. It's currently for sale in Ely. So it ends a successful run for Peta of over 10 plus years at taking groups of people into the Boundary Waters, into the wilderness, particularly groups of women. Met up with Peta in early October and had a chance to share some reflections with her about why she started this business.
I'm Peta Barrett. I'm here in Ely, Minnesota. I started Women's Wilderness Discovery, an outfitting and guiding service, back in 2014, just before my husband and I moved to Ely. And now I am of an age where it's time for me to retire. For the past 3 years, I have hoped for a buyer for the business itself so that Women's Wilderness Discovery could succeed me well into the future.
Let's go back to 2014. Mm-hmm. What was your familiarity with the Boundary Waters at that time?
Well, I had fallen in love with it the first time I ever traveled it. I was not a young person. I wasn't a kid. But a friend of mine introduced me to Boundary Waters travel in the early 90s. So I was like, I don't know, 30, 32 years old, something like that. And it's like, gosh, take me out. I want to learn about this stuff because I love the outdoors. I grew up hunting and fishing and car camping just right here in Minnesota. I'm a born and raised Minnesotan, so had a farmer dad and a teacher mom, and when we traveled places, it wasn't hotels. It was, you know, get the old canvas tent, air it out, and fill up the cooler and go. So I knew that kind of stuff and loved to go out hunting and working the trap line with my dad when I was little. So it was just logical that I should learn about this wonderful wilderness in my own state. And so my friend Sandy set up a trip, and I was just taken by it. I loved to canoe already just around the lakes where I lived, but this was a whole new adventure. And so the bug really bit. And then I had her take out a group of us a few years later and friends that we were all celebrating our birthdays, and we decided that would be the thing to do, a wilderness trip in the Boundary Waters. And it was just awesome. And I had gained skills over the course of time of Sandy first taking me out, and I was really interested in map and compass navigation and, you know, the gear that was being made right here in Minnesota, you know, Cook Custom Sewing and Bell Canoes at the time, now North Star Canoes, and all of these wonderful things. And I loved Ely. I'd been traveling through Ely doing friend trips, and I just thought, gosh, this is really something I want to do more of. So I became that friend that accumulated the gear. And in all my spare time between the other career things that I had going on in my life that were totally not related to the outdoors, I would fit in these trips maybe Just a couple a year, and then up to 5 or 6 a year. And I would take time away from work to do them. So then, as I'm thinking about selling my talent agency and what I wanted to do, and I would joke to my, well, I was serious, but now it was kind of a joke with my husband, let's retire to Ely. So he retired. He was a carpenter and a builder. He retired, and then I thought I could work for anybody up here in Ely. But I had this idea of I'm really enjoying wilderness travel, and I'm enjoying teaching in the wilderness. I'm enjoying sharing this with other people and seeing what a difference it can make in their lives. And I didn't go looking for that. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to try taking some strangers out and see if I like it. And so I would do offer a silent auction, donate a silent auction of, you know, so many days, and all outfitted and guided by me. And so I started taking out families and couples and strangers, people I didn't know. And it was still really fun. I really enjoyed it. And it was very gratifying. And I thought, I could do this in Ely. So we moved up here thinking we were going to build our home and the work compound 10 miles further down the Fernberg. And I'm glad we didn't do that, especially now at the end when I want to retire. We don't have to separate home and business. So I found this wonderful space on Sheridan Street on the east end of town, and it's really become a fabulous little business. Great place to stay. We have the guest house on site, and park your car once, walk town, go into the wilderness, come back a different person.
I'm Jason with Ely Outfitting Company in downtown Ely, Minnesota. As the stories by Joe M. and the Paddle and Portage team inspire you to explore the boundary waters, let our trail savvy crew make your trip planning simple. If you haven't tried our free online trip routing service, complete with awesome interactive maps, check out ElyOutfittingCompany.com. And when you're ready, find complete outfitting services, lightweight canoe rentals, and comfy bunkhouse lodging at Ely Outfitting Company.
Support for this episode of the podcast comes from Borderland Lodge, inviting listeners to unwind, explore, and create lasting memories against the backdrop of the Boundary Waters. They're offering pet-friendly cabins, lakeside lodge rooms, and cozy weekend dining along the shores of Gunflint Lake. You can find more about Borderland at their website, borderlandlodge.com. Also, check out their Instagram page for some of the incredible Italian pasta meals that Steph is making up at Borderland. Oh my goodness, check it out, Borderland Lodge on Instagram and Facebook, or their website, borderlandlodge.com.
I'll be 68 in April of 26, yeah. So, and I started this business when I was 56. So what was I thinking, you know? And I came from a varied background. I have a theater arts teaching degree. I costume designed for 20 years around the Twin Cities in greater Minnesota. So I have mad sewing skills and all these different things, and owning a talent agency. So my teaching degree worked for me in many different ways, but I really liked the idea of sharing this amazing wild place with other people. And my clientele over the years have been absolute novices who have never been here. Maybe they were here in their teenage years with a YMCA camp, and now they're retired and they have the old, old gear, and they're just like, I think this would be great to go with your company. So it runs the gamut, and I've had customers from all over, from Alaska to Florida, the East to West Coast, Hawaii, and people from other countries have come on trips with us too. It was more fun to come to Ely. So I did more trips as just like friends and family. I did more trips coming through Ely than I did out of, I'm sorry, Grand Marais, but I, you know. Well, we are the gateway to the Boundary Waters here, so to say.
What did you like better, Peta? Like the town itself?
I kind of hooked into all the things that were available here. The businesses that had started up, you know, Crapola, Wintergreen Northern Wear, Steger Mucklucks, and the Winter Festival and the Blueberry Festival. And so those things hooked me in, and I really enjoyed coming up, not just to go into the Boundary Waters, but to come in the off season, you know, the winter season, and just come for the festival, the Muckluck Ball that used to be. And so since we've moved to this community. I mean, we really get involved in volunteer opportunities and serving on boards and tied in with a church here in town. And so we've really embraced this community as our own. And people say, well, you're going to retire. Are you moving away? It's like, heck no. We love it here, and we love the four seasons. We're not Arizona or Florida people. We love snow. We love the fall. And so we're here to stay and to do all the things that we love to do in all four seasons.
To commemorate the milestone of work that has happened over so many years, Peta and three friends cast off in the wilderness for one last official trip into the woods.
Cheryl, if you have a hand, you can grab that green blends in with the forest hip pack. I should have had bright pink.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Sill, and I'm a retired science teacher coming up from central Minnesota. And I've been with Peta since the late 90s, early 2000s. I met her through church. The question is, who is Peta Barrett? Well, she has this contagious, motivational personality that it's hard to say no to. And she's always on the go, coming up with new ideas. She's got very strong convictions. Fortunately, most of the convictions I have, well, many of them, are in tune with her, because debating an issue with her can be a challenge. You better have a glass of wine and you take her on, because otherwise you just kind of fall back. She's got her wits about her. She has a lot of integrity. She has a lot of love for the nature, and through nature she sees the Great Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, she loves to introduce that to anybody and everybody she can find. She says that she's been trained as a teacher. She can't help herself to teach others and try to inspire others to find the love of the greater spirit in everything around you. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a little wave crashing on the rocks to the blossom of a lilac bush. And that's what we love about her. And you can't help but pick up on that. And when she sees an injustice, or she sees and hears of somebody abusing nature, it's hard for her to keep quiet. She's steady Eddie, but she has really blossomed into the outreach, and her gourmet food has really gone over the top now, because mm-hmm. she has lots of experience. Mm-hmm. I do not eat this well when I'm at home with my own kitchen. She is a gourmet cook. And I will admit, in our early years of coming up here, before she took on her business, we were her guinea pigs. There were a handful of flops, some of it at my hand in helping be her sous chef. But on the other hand, she can make pizza. She can make brownies. She can do, you name it, she can do it on her little cook stove. Mm-hmm. And we are the lucky recipients. But she's always been very meticulous about all her equipment and how we use it. And she now is okay with us double portaging, now that we're in our mid to late 60s. It was not a thing we could do in our early days.
Deb Copperode, I'm from outside of Zimmerman. Peta's legacy here is huge. She's been involved in so many things and so many outreach programs, and she's touched so many people with getting groups that probably wouldn't go. And she has this way, if you say, oh, I don't think I could do it, oh, sure you can, and you do. I think she's has made and will make continue to be a huge force in Ely, hopefully for a long, long time. But I have so many memories, because we did this before she had the business. And I remember one trip we were trying to find a portage that we couldn't find from the other way, so we did the known way, and it was this bog, the swamp. And she was good to see. And she steps in and she goes down in this muck to her hip, and we all just went, well, don't step there. But we lined up, we had three canoes, lined up the canoes and just gunnel walked and then pulled the next canoe up. Luckily, it was just a day trip, but you know, so we're gunnel walking these canoes through this thick mud and, you know, giggling because we're all covered in it. But we found the other end of the portage, so.
Yeah. So yeah. She's willing to get in the muck a bit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, she is. She's not afraid to get dirty. Well, if you come out here and you want to stay clean.
And some of that applies then to sort of her engagement and protection and advocacy of the place.
Correct.
She's not afraid to get in the muck and mix it up.
And to say, no, you look at it from the other side. You know, open up your, you know, open the box a little and see out of it to see what's actually out there and what's possible and what ramifications could happen if we don't protect it. And she has a way of speaking that's very forceful.
Another of Peta's friends who was on the final trip into the Boundary Waters under the umbrella of Women's Wilderness Discovery was longtime friend Sandy Dodson. In fact, it was Sandy who took Peta on her first ever trip to the Boundary Waters.
The Northwoods are my spiritual home, and that I came up here and 78 and worked full-time at Wilderness Canoe Base on the Gunflint, and wintered, summered, was there 3 years. This is the first friends trip because I just retired in January, but I've traveled with Peta and kind of have changed places. I was the guide, and so she was part of a trip that I guided, and she was hooked.
You're the culprit behind all this.
Yeah, she mentioned
you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Nice.
And I think for her, it was just love at first sight. I mean, she really took to it, and she's such a worker. You know, I'd be ready to, you know, just chill, and she'd be in the woods gathering firewood and all of that, but it's great to have people like that in your group. Confident, joyful, she's strong, she is able to make a place for everybody.
A few weeks ahead of this trip that Peta made with her friends into the Boundary Waters, a family that Peta has guided numerous times into the wilderness surprised her with a congratulatory thank you on the marquee of the movie theater in downtown Ely.
The Neville Group. And originally, it was a mom who had retired from her professorship in Michigan, and her daughters decided to surprise her with the Boundary Waters trip because Jean had traveled the Boundary Waters before. And so they contacted my company, and it became a yearly thing. And it was so much fun to travel with them, and they have become so much more than just, like Jean, the mother, said, you are so much more than our guide, because we've really become friends. And so that was a big surprise. When we got back from that trip in August, I think it was September 1st we came in, and CJ, one of the adult daughters, said, Dean, could you just keep the shuttle moving through town? Because I think there's something we have to see a little bit further down in town. And so we pull up, and here's the theater marquee with their thank you on that marquee. And that was such a special thing. They were trying to think of something to do to honor my retirement. And that's what they did. It was really fun. It is such a safe feeling for women, especially traveling single, to come to a woman-owned, woman-packed, woman-guided company. They can ask any question that might embarrass them to ask a, you know, some other outfitter, a male outfitter. And they just feel safe. That's one of the things. They always get here and they say, it just makes me feel so safe to do this and try this. So, you know, it's a little bittersweet, but I won't lose sleep over it. I love what I created. And I'll continue to travel the wilderness, and I will travel, and I will continue to fight to save it from toxic mining coming to our shores, I'll fight to always protect wild places. But now I'll have more time to spend with family too, and do those fun things with family. So that's important.
You know, Peta has been a big supporter of the podcast from before we even had the podcast. Actually, met with her in Ely in early December 2023 and said, "Peta, we've got this idea. We're going to kind of expand on what we're doing with the Boundary Waters podcast, start doing some more news and information. And what do you think about that?" She was such a enthusiastic supporter of the idea before we even had anything, had nothing to show her, you know. And she has been a very strong supporter of Paddle and Portage, and we really appreciate Peta for that, and Women's Wilderness Discovery, and the other very interesting conversation I had with Peta about P&P and the podcast specifically took place in Insula Restaurant I believe Peta had a Manhattan or some version of that at the bar at Insula. And I said, "Peta, let me ask you something about your sponsorship. Would you be okay supporting an episode called Sex in the Boundary Waters?" Before I could almost finish the sentence and the question, she says, "Oh, absolutely."
Yes. When we were trying to figure out how to start tackling some of those topics, full support.
You know, it was through the encouragement of someone like Peta, or some key sponsor of P&P, to know that we could push the envelope a little bit more, and that we were free to do what we wanted with the podcast. And I'll just never forget that, Peta. So thanks for all your support over the years. And if you are listening and hear the podcast, it is literally through our supporters, sponsors, and members that we're able to do these types of stories and pay tribute to somebody like Peta, who's given so much to the wilderness, to the Boundary Waters, the Ely community. So check us out, paddleandportage.com. Hit the membership tab. You can do a monthly or an annual, and we'd really appreciate your support.
And if you've been listening, you know that the stories we tell come from you, our listeners, as well as our sponsors and our great big community. If you have a story of your own about Boundary Waters or any number of the wilderness areas across this nation, send them our way. And especially if you have a story about Peta, we'd love to hear it.
Peta Barrett, we appreciate you!
Thank you, Peta!
Peta Barrett!
Peta!
Peta Barrett!
The strokes are true. We're gonna get through to the other side. Out in the night, the waves beat the shore. You can hear them pound and you can hear them roar. Oh, roll me, rock me in my dreams. You can roll me, rock me in my dreams. So I like to sing, I love to dance. I play the fool if I got the chance. All around the campfire light. All around campfire light, all round, all round the campfire light.